From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Cats come with a variety of distinctive coat patterns. Some have stripes, some blotches, and some come in solid colors. Well, now scientists have figured out some of the genetic pathways that explain how that happens. And as odd as it may seem, knowing the genes involved in cat coloration may teach us something about why humans get sick. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca explains.
Scientists have identified 37 different species of cats living on Earth today. And a few years ago, they worked out the genetics of where those cats all came from.
The modern cats descended from a middle-sized cat, weighed about 20, 30 pounds, that wandered around Asia 10 million years ago.
Stephen O'Brien has spent a good fraction of his career studying cat genetics. He says in the 10 million years since cats started wandering out of Asia, they have evolved into 8 different lineages. For example, there's a group related to the roaring cats, like lions and tigers.
A group related to the house cat, a group related to the ocelots, a group that included the cheetah and the puma. And that gave us a backdrop for trying to get at changes that occurred in those lineages with respect to the genes that are allowing one cat to do this, another cat to do that.
Nice kitty. Despite these differences, cats tend to look like cats, right down to their coloration.
Some cats are spotted, some cats have stripes, some cats have what we call blotches, and other cats don't have any of that. They just have a black or a lion-like color.
O'Brien and some of his colleagues at the Hudson Alpha Institute for Biotechnology in Huntsville, Alabama, decided to try to figure out which genes are involved in making these color patterns. And now they've found the 3 genes that appear to play the biggest role. They report their results in the latest issue of the journal Science. Now, you may be thinking at this point, so what? Why waste time researching something as trivial as the genetics of cat color? O'Brien has heard that question.
Often when you're asked to justify it in terms of some medical benefit or something like that, it's a very torturous exercise.
He admits this work might just be important for understanding the genetics of cat coloration. On the other hand,
it's curious that they have this kind of variation in not only in cats, but we also have this kind of variation even in humans.
Different skin colors, different hair colors. And O'Brien says the way genes related to coloration have evolved suggests they may be important for something more fundamental than outward appearance. Some researchers believe these genes may also be involved in resistance to infectious diseases. Cat coloration genes and human diseases? Well, maybe. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.